My racing career isn't just about me. It's about the team, the fans, the sponsors, the families, the tracks, the whole sport. Join us over the next 5 months on the Junior Nation Appreciation Tour, where we show appreciation to where it's owed.
This is Dale Jr., and you're listening to Dirty Mo Radio.
This is Justin Allgaier, driver of the number 7 Branch Chevrolet in the NASCAR Xfinity Series. I'm laying down my upfront and personal thoughts from the track every week just for you. This is Junior Motorsports Upfront, brought to you by K1 Speed. So it is 11:15 at night. We are sitting in the motorhome lot. There's probably a few people in the motorhome lot right here that are not happy with us at the moment. But Rick Brandt, what do you always tell me? And today you told me in a unique situation because you weren't with me. So explain what you tell me every week and why you miss telling me that at the normal time this week.
Well, I think I was with you, but I told you I wasn't going to be with you at the beginning of the race at the car as I usually am to cause a party. And what did you do?
We caused a party.
Heck yeah.
So why is it 11:15 and why were you not at the car with me?
Well, you know, we had the hometown hookup this week. You know, really cool because we're in our home track.
Home state,
with our hometown girl, Kelsey Hickman, that came up to to sing a national anthem. And I felt like for the first time ever that I wouldn't be at the car with you when you started the race, I needed to go watch Kelsey sing the national anthem. And she knocked the socks off of it. It was awesome.
All right, so Kelsey, where are you from?
I'm originally from Sherman, Illinois, right outside of Riverton, Justin.
Yep. So I'm from Riverton. She's from Sherman. Rick Brandt's from Pleasant Plains. Sierra's here with us. She's from Pleasant Plains. How cool is that, that a Central Illinois girl sang the national anthem? A Central Illinois company was on the hood of the car that won the race, and the driver from Central Illinois was the driver that won the race.
It was awesome.
Tag hometown hookup.
That's right. It was, we did one of these in Phoenix this year.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool, but I won't lie to you, I didn't expect to do another one.
You know why? I was here. I'm your lucky charm now. All right. So, national anthem, if I'm singing it, you might win. You just might win.
You know what? I won't lie either. I expected to do more of them.
Well, I don't, but normally we don't get to like hang out after the race is over. Like typically we go home. Like, you know, you get on a plane and go home. And I was supposed to tonight, but that all got changed.
So what are you going to do instead?
We stayed here.
And?
And we caused a party.
We did.
We had a good time. Cooked food and everybody hung out. Kelsey and her band, we all sang.
Boy,
I didn't sing, but they sang.
No, you played.
Yep.
You played.
I lip synced.
You learned the guitar.
I was learning how to play the guitar, which is not going well for those that are listening. I'm not going to ever be a professional guitarist, but it sounds good.
Yeah, but it's party causing material.
Let's be real. I'm a horrible driver. It's fine.
Well, this is true. You know, I told you this, and this is so true. Like, you know, we won here in 2011, right? That's right.
Yeah.
In 2011, and
8 races in.
I thought it was pretty awesome to win at Chicagoland Speedway with a bunch of people here that were Brandt customers, employees. Somehow or another, they fit into the Brandt family.
Yeah.
I keep coughing, and I'm not really sure why. So we're going to, if I cough, I'm sorry on that. But, you know, we had a lot of people here that night, and we ran out of fuel on the last lap after we passed the leader that had just run out of fuel. And it was kind of one of those surreal moments, right? You look back and you say, okay, those don't happen ever twice, right? That would be like lightning striking twice or winning the lottery twice. And we did that.
I feel better already.
Like,
yeah, you did.
And we did
have gas this time.
We did have gas this time. I had enough gas to do a burnout, which I feel like a little redemption from Phoenix because my burnout sucked in Phoenix. So at least there was a little redemption.
I think Sierra had a lot of apprehension or a lot of maybe thankfulness about you finally getting to do a burnout. Uh-huh. And, you know, today in a car with fuel. But I got to say that I was never more happy. I was actually on the phone with GB tonight, you know, because he always calls me right after you win. So I talk to him like every 7 years.
Hey, twice in 1 year. Thank you very much. Speaking of that, though, real quick.
Okay, I was kidding. But he called me right after, you know, when you're doing your burnout, and you're doing your burnout in the grass, and I was telling him, you know, because he can't see the TV.
Right.
You were doing your burnout in the grass, and he thought that was awesome because, you know, they were going to need to repair that with brand products.
Well, I even said, so we're doing the interview, and they were all but done with the interview, and they started to walk away, and I said, hey, I said, I've got to go do another burnout in the grass because Brant is in the agriculture industry and in the turf industry, and I got some grass to destroy, and I know somebody that can fix it. So Scott Paddock, which is the president of Chicago Land Speedway, was down here earlier. And he did thank me for not driving through their logos, which I had no intention of driving through the logos. I just wanted to burn up a little bit of grass. I thought that would be pretty cool.
Yeah, you know, I think we could fix their logos, too.
Well,
you don't want to burn the Ninja Turtles.
Well, the problem is not that we couldn't fix it. I just didn't want to have somebody come fix it in a timely manner. Like, if we were the only race here this weekend and they could fix it by the next time they race, I'd have probably drove through every logo they had on the racetrack.
Maybe you should tell the other drivers not to mess up the Brant logos on the backstretch, too.
You know, I told somebody earlier, I was kind of aggravated. I said, if you're going to hit the wall, especially on the back straightaway, like, hit in between the logos. Don't hit the logos, right?
Like I know you're wrecking, but just kind of try to time it better.
Right.
I think they might tell you don't put so many freaking logos on the backstretch.
Was it 180? Is that what
I
heard?
Yeah.
180 logos. I mean, I'll be honest with you. Like, at halfway, I thought there was no way in the world that we were going to finish inside the top five. We had some issues on pit road. We had some bad restarts where we got hung on the wrong lane and lost some spots. We had some good restarts. The last two were really good and got us in position.
Second to last was pretty good.
Yeah, the second last one was pretty good. That's when we got inside of Eric Jones and was able to take the lead for the first time. That all being said, I looked at today's race and I said, we achieved the impossible. Really, honestly, we achieved the impossible.
You know, it was really an amazing day to have, you know, over 300 guests come up, you know, locally, and to be here at our home track with us, to have, you know.
I think we had 300 people at the bus tonight. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. I think, you know, we made some friends along the way, too, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, and to have, you know, and the Brant backstretch and the big top, you know, the tent, the biggest tent, you know, in NASCAR, it seems like, which was awesome, you know, to have so many people out there was awesome. To have Evelyn leading the charge, you know, in the, you know, hospitality this afternoon, which you saw that, you know, she was holding court out there, you know, which was, you know.
And for the record, all she wanted for when, you know, yeah. Phoenix, GB.
Yeah, she was holding you.
She wanted a checkered flag for his birthday.
Oh, she was
Miss Evelyn was mad that we got GB a flag and not her. So she wanted a flag for her birthday. And guess what?
You dug yourself out of a hole.
We dug ourselves out of a hole.
And she didn't put anyone in a headlock this time.
The last time we were here and we won, she put the director of the Xfinity Series in a headlock and told him that he was going to let all of our guests into victory lane. We didn't have to do that this time.
Yeah.
We just went nationwide.
Yeah, that was nationwide series then, yeah.
So all things considered, you know, to have, you know, all of that going on, you know, with her here, with Sherry, you know, as the next generation, on the car, with the 4-H and the FFA was amazing. You know, it was amazing to me to get to sit in the pit box with the FFA national officers.
And that was really cool. They were having a great time.
They were having a great time, and they were eating up. They were loving it. It was awesome. But, you know what really capped it off also was, you know, having Kelsey sing the national anthem before. And I can't tell you how special that was, Justin, you know, because you were at the car. I get to sit out there on the track and, you know, and watch her do that was, you know, that was really, really cool.
It sounded good.
It was, you know, totally.
Thank you.
The whole hometown hookup was hitting on every.
We hit all the marks today.
Yeah. We did. Yeah, we brought it in home plate right today. Seriously,
Central Illinois was very well represented.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Especially in the small towns that we're from, like we're just right there. 3 points.
Small town famous, right?
Small town famous. Riverton, Sherman, and Springfield.
Yeah.
Pleasant Plains.
You got it.
It's pretty incredible, man. The problem is I don't know how you follow this up. And I told you that. I mean, this is a once in a lifetime deal. I'm saying to win twice at Chicagoland with all of our guests here.
It's twice in a lifetime so far.
I've been for like 10. I don't know who you are, but we're going there.
So we got the playoffs coming up. I keep wanting to call it the chase. It's no longer the chase. We got the playoffs. We hit a home run today by finishing first.
Yeah.
So not only did we finish first, but we got 5 bonus points for winning the race. We were able to pass William after he had a rough day today. We were able to pass William, move to second in points at the end of the regular season, and gain extra points there. It was a 9-point swing, so for those that don't follow along, during our playoffs, there's three rounds. The first two rounds are 3 races each. The third round is 1 race at Homestead. So going into the first 3 races, I'm going to have roughly 20 point buffer to the other competitors to be able to that's one point per position. So, we're going to have 20 positions that we can get beat by between those first 3 races by the other competitors that won't put us in any harm. Now, that being said, you have a bad day. It's a bad day. I mean, William had 25 points on me today, and we all see how that worked out. It didn't work out too well. So it's not by any means a guarantee to make it to Homestead, but at least helps if we can have a day where it's not 100%. So that was huge today. That gained us a lot of bonus points. And now we go to Kentucky. Oh, boy.
Let's go.
Technically, I got to go home first.
Here we come.
You know, in the words of Justin Allgaier, you just keep digging.
Just keep digging. You know, my crew chief actually was mad at me today. Did you know that? He said I yelled at him.
Jason?
Yeah.
He needs to be yelled at.
He said, I feel better. I almost yelled at him when he had you pit 3 times in a row and under, like, 20 laps.
Well, it actually worked out really well, but I guess I yelled at him whenever he told me that I needed to dig and get all I could get, and I told him that I was already giving it 10 tenths, and I didn't realize that I did that, but I guess I yelled at my crew chief today, so.
Well, we were sitting on the pit box having ice cream.
It was Breyer's ice cream, though.
Yes, okay. With Hellman's mayonnaise on it.
Okay, not a good combination. That is not like the Dale Jr.
It was strange cream.
That is not like the Dale Jr. banana maize sandwich. That would not. Yeah. Individually, okay. Not together.
No. You just got to try it.
No, I don't think so.
Goes good with sushi.
No.
Goes good with sushi.
I'm drinking a Mountain Dew. Leave me alone.
Okay, good
sponsor
answer.
Plug there too.
That's good.
Well, we caused a party. We had a good time tonight. We might have made a few people mad in the motorhome lot, but we don't really care.
We caused a party. Those were our hashtags.
We had a lot of fun. I learned how to play guitar slightly.
No glass bottles were broken this time.
No glass bottles were broken. Steak was good. I don't know if you ate any of it or not, but steak was good.
Yeah, I did.
And we'll go on to Kentucky next week and hopefully go win another one.
All in all, it was the ultimate hometown day.
It was the ultimate hometown day. Central Illinois, this one's for you.
You've been listening to Junior Motorsports Up Front, brought to you by K1 Speed. To find a K1 Speed karting facility near you, go to k1speed.com.
If you love Dale Jr., then Exalta Racing is your go-to social media account on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. It brings you insider's info all weekend long on the 88 team. It's at Exalta Racing, a must-follow for any Dale Jr. fan.
Thanks for listening to Dirty Mo Radio.